Eric Decker did not participate, knee. Brian Dawkins did not participate, neck. Daniel Fells participated, limited. David Bruton was also limited, Achilles. Von Miller, thumb, full. Lonnie Paxton, non-injury related, did not participate. And Elvis Dumerville, ankle, limited.
Coach, I know you don't talk about injuries, but Lonnie not being here in the last couple of days, is there any concern he won't make the trip?
No, our, you know, right now it's a family matter, and our thoughts and prayers are with he and his family, and he'll be day-to-day, just like all our injuries.
If he's not there, who's your backup deep snapper?
We'll answer that day-to-day.
Have you had somebody snapping out here? Done your usual special teams.
You know, I just say, like any position on the team, we're well prepared.
Anything else for the coach?
Coach, how difficult is it to slow down those two big tight ends on their team?
Well, I think, you know, I've got great respect for their whole offense. You know, I think number 12, no mystery, he's kind of the engineer of it. They protect well, they run block well, they've got a good stable of backs. You know, their wideouts are talented, guys have been in big spots, and, you know, they're tight ends, so they create a lot of tough matchups.
Coach, earlier the guys have said that you have stressed having fun out there. Has this been a fun season for you despite all the ups and downs?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, there's been some fun moments, no doubt, and that's why I think we all do this. But, you know, each week brings on a new test, and we've got a huge test in Foxborough this Saturday night.
Coach, I wanted to make sure I got the story right. Willis McGee came in, the running back coach, Stewsville, kind of told you he had some good football stuff still left in him. Was it hard to believe, or was it a tough sell? Did you thought about Willis McGee, how much he had left?
No, not at all. You know, I mean, I think everybody in the league did Willis coming out. You know, he was a tremendous player. Eric Stewsville, you mentioned, was his position coach in Buffalo, so there definitely was some background there. And that was influential in us deciding to bring Willis in. But, you know, we don't bring players in that we don't think have football left. So, you know, we felt very good about bringing him in here.
The carries, the load he's had, and then you think back to the first Patriots game, the hamstring kind of bit him, and then he wasn't able to. How much did that change that game?
You know, that was a long time ago, you know, and we're addressing the now, which is, you know, preparation for the New England Patriots this time. So, you know, Willis is healthy. He'll play, and, you know, we'll see what that brings.
At his age, I guess he's 30 now, but, I mean, was he eager? He had carried the ball maybe 140 times last year, and then he carried like 240 times this year. Like, was he eager to take on that load out?
I think, you know, it's fairly obvious he was, yeah.
Coach, last week, how does this week compare to last week? Week of practice.
We've had a great week.
John, what makes Tom Brady so elusive? He's not the fastest guy or the biggest guy.
No, it's just, you know, being in awareness. You know, you don't have to be real fast to be efficient. You got to play fast, and he does. And he's, you know, got a good feel for how to slide away from the rush and, you know, find the soft spots in the pass rush.
Coach, you guys have obviously had good success on the road this year. Does that give you confidence going into this game because of that previous performance, or does one thing not have to do with the other?
Yeah, I think at this stage, when you get down to the Elite Eight, you know, I think everybody's got confidence whether you're home or on the road, and that would include our opponent.
Coach, who's a better football player, you or Herm Edwards?
Oh, he was better then. I think I'm better now.